Ticket to Ride in 2026, Classic USA versus the Europe Refresh and Weather to Upgrade. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. A complete Classic USA box remains playable. Buy the 2026 Europe Refresh for a different standalone map and its stations, tunnels and ferries, not because the USA game has expired. Ticket to Ride 2026 choices can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The owner audits Classic USA and Refreshed Europe components, rules, special pieces, map, and standalone status before comparing. The cabinet's test is whether one enduring rail system appears in two standalone maps, and the honest purchase question is what kind of route tension deserves shelf space. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer, which Ticket to Ride 2026 choices should you buy? A complete Classic USA box remains playable. Buy the 2026 Europe Refresh for a different standalone map and its stations, tunnels and ferries, not because the USA game has expired. The first table job is simple. The owner audits Classic USA and Refreshed Europe components, rules, special pieces, map, and standalone status before comparing. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Ticket to Ride 2026 choices, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Europe is standalone, not an upgrade pack. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the linked editorial sources. What does playing Ticket to Ride 2026 choices actually feel like? USA makes blocking stark. Europe wraps the same draw and claim loop in safety valves and special routes. Inventory the owned box, then teach the exact map on the table without importing rules from the other. The upgrade decision is experiential. Route pressure, special rules, map familiarity, component condition, and who is learning. The lasting hook is that one enduring rail system appears in two standalone maps, and the honest purchase question is what kind of route tension deserves shelf space. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: count trains, cards, tickets, markers, stations where applicable, and retain the matching rulebook with each standalone map. Teaching plan: tell guests whether stations, tunnels, and ferries exist before destination tickets are kept. Before cleanup, photograph both box fronts, both maps, trains, cards, tickets, stations, rulebooks, and exact product identities shown at equal scale. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? This is not old versus functional. It is USA minimalism versus Europe's extra safety and route rules. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to map pressure, rules texture, forgiveness, player fit, component condition, refresh value, and whether a second map creates a genuinely new night. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Ticket to Ride 2026 choices. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Start Ticket to Ride, the cleanest route building introduction. Add next Ticket to Ride, Europe, The more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries, the stopping rule matters. Marketplace reviews may combine old and refreshed packaging. A complete older USA set does not require replacement to remain functional. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Ticket to Ride 2026 choices, edition, language, seller, included contents, and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. What is inside each purchase path, and what does each product change? Ticket to Ride, the cleanest route building introduction. This is the first complete experience in this guide. Europe is standalone, not an upgrade pack. Ticket to Ride, Europe, the more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries. Add it only after the table can explain why the more forgiving map with stations, tunnels, and ferries is the missing job. Marketplace reviews may combine old and refreshed packaging. These are not interchangeable cartons. Each exact ASIN has one job in the collection: foundation, added player count, broader geography, deeper systems, or a specialist convenience. Product photos and official rules references are shown at reading size, so edition marks and included components can be checked before checkout. When a box is an expansion, its matching foundation remains mandatory. When it is standalone, owning the older game may still be useful, but it is not a rules dependency. That distinction prevents the two most common purchase failures: buying an expansion with nothing to expand and replacing a complete game with merely newer packaging. The edition name, dependency, and direct Amazon identity were checked together. Compatible and standalone are not synonyms. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy buyer choose tension, not cover art. USA is pure, Europe is forgiving and textured. Owner, inventory first. Missing trains are different from obsolete rules. Host, teach one map grammar. Stations and tunnels belong to Europe. Collector, record exact listings. A refresh name should stay attached to its box and rulebook. Debrief, the decision to add experience rather than replace packaging. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This ladder crosschecks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about map pressure, rules texture, forgiveness, player fit, component condition, refresh value, and whether a second map creates a genuinely new night. Community experience is synthesized in Puzzlewick's voice, never disguised as invented first-hand play or an anonymous quotation. A 3-session path from unboxing to confident play. Session 1, learn the loop. Inventory the owned box, then teach the exact map on the table without importing rules from the other. Keep optional modules closed, play legal turns, and record only the rules questions that actually interrupt a decision. Session 2, remove friction. Use the setup photograph, assign component zones, and practice the inventory first habit. The goal is a clean start and finish, not a more elaborate table. Session 3, earn the next layer. Apply teach one map grammar and debrief the decision to add experience rather than replace packaging. Only then decide whether the next product in the ladder solves a repeated limitation or merely extends the shopping phase. This schedule protects the reason one enduring rail system appears in 2 standalone maps, and the honest purchase question is what kind of route tension deserves shelf space. It also gives a buyer enough evidence to return, wait, or expand without mistaking launch excitement for long-term fit. Mastery is 3 cleaner decisions, not 3 more boxes. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, tell guests whether stations, tunnels, and ferries exist before destination tickets are kept. Solo, these standard standalone boxes are primarily multiplayer experiences. The invisible budget is 2 wide maps if both are owned, separate rules, organized trains, exact product records, and enough plays to justify a 2nd standalone box. That workload predicts whether Ticket to Ride 2026 choices returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Europe is standalone, not an upgrade pack. Marketplace reviews may combine old and refreshed packaging. A complete older USA set does not require replacement to remain functional. For Ticket to Ride 2026 choices, Amazon review patterns were used as a secondary signal for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation failures. Ratings and isolated quotes are not frozen because listings merge and the useful signal is the repeated problem, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes one enduring rail system appears in two standalone maps, and the honest purchase question is what kind of route tension deserves shelf space is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. A refreshed box does not invalidate a complete classic copy. Europe does not require USA. Different map rules should not be blended casually. This Ticket to Ride 2026 choices record was checked July 30, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. Puzzlewix Publishing audit rechecks direct Amazon identity, while dated publisher sources preserve the rules and compatibility baseline for the next refresh. The Puzzlewix shelf plan for Ticket to Ride 2026 choices, new buyers should choose by map texture. Existing USA owners should add Europe only when they want a second standalone experience. Replacing a working core for packaging alone produces no new game night. Before adding Ticket to Ride Europe, explain which repeated table problem it fixes and how that changes one enduring rail system appears in two standalone maps, and the honest purchase question is what kind of route tension deserves shelf space. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: Ticket to Ride on Amazon, Ticket to Ride Europe on Amazon. Final verdict: new buyers should choose by map texture. Existing USA owners should add Europe only when they want a second standalone experience. Replacing a working core for packaging alone produces no new game night. Frequently asked questions: is Ticket to Ride Europe standalone? Yes. Should a USA owner upgrade? Only for a desired new map, component condition, accessibility, or a specific refreshed package. Which is easier? USA has fewer rules. Europe is more forgiving after blocking. Can both live in one collection? Yes. They provide distinct map nights. What is the safest first purchase for Ticket to Ride 2026 choices? The cleanest route building introduction. Start with the exact edition linked in this guide, play it repeatedly, and add another box only when the table can name the missing experience. Should I buy every product in this Ticket to Ride 2026 choices guide at once? Number the sequence is a stop-aware ladder, not a single cart. Buy the first complete experience, then let repeated play justify the next box.